What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
If only Trump would fight Iran, or continue fighting Iran, because it was glorious till he quit. If only Trump would fight Iran the way he's fighting John Thune right now. Best news of the week so far is what just broke this morning, about a half an hour ago. This is Wednesday morning as I'm recording this. Trump throwing down the gauntlet, as his followers on X have begged him to do for weeks. No FISA spy authorization unless the Save America Act is attached to it. Here's what's going on. For more than 300 days, Thune and Mitch McConnell blocked the SAVE Act, which would require ID to vote, ID to register, but it would also require the turnover, this is the most important part, of state voter rolls to the federal government. Not the public-facing list that you and I could go get this afternoon if we wanted to pay the fee. No, the private list, the one with the last four of the social, their address, and also their driver's license, so we can know darn Skippy if you're real and if you're an American. Folks, I've told you before, the absolute terror for the uniparty of that is if Donald Trump gets this list and he takes a look at these names and he finds the ghost voters, the dead voters, the fake voters, the multiply registered voters, those voting from gas stations and fields, 150 people in Georgia with the same P.O. box voting, all that crap, right? If he finds them on the voter list, what's the next thing that they're going to do? Oh, they're going to look at past voting records. They're going to be able to tell us how many people voted illegally and who they are. I firmly believe that that will shock the conscience of America, the American people. I think it'll also explain how Joe Biden is the largest vote getter of all time. Not the whole house of cards for the uniparty will come tumbling down. The House passed the SAVE Act, no problem, sent it over to the Senate, where John Thune and Mitch McConnell, like I said, blocked it for over 300 days. Wouldn't let it come out of committee, wouldn't let it come up for a vote. But then the uproar online got to be such that Thune had to let it out of committee, but then he wouldn't schedule a vote. Then he said he would never schedule a vote. I can't even describe the beating he takes on X every day. The man's name trends a couple of times a week. He can't even go to events in his state anymore without crowds of hecklers following him. He's mocked at every turn. And so he keeps saying he's not going to call a vote. Then he keeps calling votes. In other words, we're pushing him and pushing him and pushing him. Well, folks, they had a bunch of votes on the SAVE Act, one with a bunch of amendments. It failed. But there was a key vote that occurred a little over a week ago, a telling vote, because Susan Collins, God bless her. I don't know how she holds on to her Senate seat in Maine. That should be in a Democrat's hands. Susan Collins, in one clean vote for the SAVE Act, actually voted yes. What does that mean? Well, if we went to a straight up filibuster, which Thune won't allow right now because he knows it'll pass, we have the 50 votes for a clean passing of the SAVE Act, because J.D. Vance would then break the tie. So what do we need? All we need is for evil Republican leader John Thune, who's the Senate Majority Leader, to get the heck out of the way. What we need is for him to allow a vote and a traditional filibuster, the kind that was practiced all the way back to the founding. Yeah, that'll run weeks on the calendar, where the Senate will do nothing else. But they're not doing anything anyway, since they're blocking the pretty much entire Trump agenda. There's nothing to vote on. Folks, there's a massive alignment between the deep state, the Uniparty, the FBI, the NSA, and the spying. It's the worst form of tyranny, where all information is now scooped up. And folks would be shocked if they knew what was recorded about them. Every text, every email, every keystroke. So even if you didn't send it, it doesn't matter. Every bank transaction, whether it's PayPal or Bank of America, everyone you call and everywhere you go, at least if you take your phone, all scooped up based on the idea that we might have to nitpick through it to find some terrorist or something one day. But don't worry, according to the law, they're supposed to blank out any American's name, which they don't bother to do. So every year, it's turned over to the FISA court how many times the FBI and sometimes other intel agencies break the law as it regards FISA. Usually it's somewhere between 500,000 and 1,000,000 times a year. Every one of those is a felony, by the way. In fact, it got so bad, FBI agents were just logging on and background checking their dates. It got so bad that Republicans Congress would hold a fundraiser and everyone who attended would get illegally FISA searched. Again, Americans aren't supposed to have any of their data revealed to anybody. They're not even supposed to be searched without a warrant from the FISA court. But the FBI has used it as their own powerful tool. And I think it's the Democrats using it as well. Folks, it's so bad. Let me give an example of the kind of power we're talking about. The first time Kevin McCarthy tried to become speaker, he's with the Republicans. He had to drop out of the race. Paul Ryan eventually became speaker because why? All the details of his affair with another member of Congress, both of them were married, were leaked out of the Department of Homeland Security. No one was ever prosecuted for it, though it'd be easy to find out who got it. That's the kind of thing you can do. Just go in, hey, is a guy having an affair? Okay, cool, we'll leak that. Folks, that is absolute tyranny. The other outrageous part is you'll hear Republicans with the Uniparty lie about this and say, oh, well, we don't have FISA, we can't catch terrorists. Bull. Folks, I covered federal court for a very long time, and people will seal warrants all the time. I mean, it happens for, you know, drug trafficking that doesn't have anything to do with terrorism, and that does have to do with an American citizen. Why? Well, you can't have the warrant on file at the court if you're going to use the element of surprise. So this idea that we need to collect all information off all wires in the world and store it is BS. But for some reason, Mitch McConnell, John Thune, all the Uniparty types are absolutely zealous about this. You know what's weird about that, too? Do you remember the Biden administration via Arctic Frost got caught spying on Republican members of the Senate? basically hoovering up a lot of their information related particularly to stuff they were doing on their cell phone. Remember how it was almost 20% of the GOP senators were spied upon? Well, folks, look who wasn't spied. This is under the Biden administration. Look who wasn't spied upon under Arctic Frost. John Thune, John Cornyn, Mitch McConnell. In other words, all the members in good standing of the Uniparty, all the well-behaved little poodles. Yeah, this is their tool, their power tool. Well, folks, who was spied on? Ted Cruz, Marsha Blackburn, Cynthia Loomis, Ron Johnson, Tommy Tuberville, Dan Sullivan, Josh Hawley, Bill Hagerty. Yeah, who are these people? They're all the ones who have challenged the deep state, asked the hard questions, and done the investigations. It's a tool of tyranny and control. And Trump should stop signing the FISA authorization into law just because of that. But folks, to get the SAVE Act passed, folks, again, we just need the filibuster. The beauty of it, too, and Thune knows this, this would really hurt the Democrats because they're going to be forced to keep talking for weeks on end about why they oppose the SAVE Act. Believe me, they don't want to do that.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Meanwhile, folks, Trump and Vance creep dangerously close to this disastrous deal with Iran that simply is jaw-dropping, given the upper hand we had 10 weeks ago. Here's J.D. Vance, and what I'm about to play for you is totally untrue.
If they stop funding terrorism, if they stop supporting the rebuilding of the nuclear arms program, they actually can get some real benefits. If they don't do any of that stuff, they don't get anything.
And that's what's confusing everyone on our side. That sounds eminently reasonable. I would support it if it was in the deal they're signing Friday. It's not. Bloomberg, the New York Post, the Wall Street Journal, the Israeli media, and the Washington Times have all released copies that they procured of this 1.5-page agreement. There's no verification mechanism in it of any kind. What J.D. Vance is describing there when he says, you know, they're not going to get anything unless we verify. He's describing the deal they want to cut during the 60-day period of negotiations. And I hope they do cut a deal like that. Actually, I don't. I wish they'd just go back to war and finish off the 2 weeks of bombing we really need to do to remove the targets that give the military power to Iran to do what little control of the strait it's able to do. So what have they agreed to? Vance and Trump have been trying to muddy the waters on this and confuse a lot of people. So let's go with what they've acknowledged is true. In exchange for Iran signing on Friday, they will lift the blockade. Understand what that means. We've already caught China not once, but twice, trying to run the blockade or trying to get around it with weapons for Iran. Now those ships will sail right in. So why do people keep saying this agreement is worse than Obama's JCPOA? In fact, Fox News yesterday was just round after round of people losing it over this deal. Those who understand what it says and what it means. Here's why the agreement is worse than Obama's JCPOA, which folks funded the nuclear facilities that Donald Trump courageously had to blow up. Folks, I'm not mad at Trump. I want that Trump back. That's what I'm mad about. If you hear anger in my voice, that's it. That's what I want. So how did that get funded? With $100 billion from Obama and $100 billion from Joe Biden, although Saudi intelligence says it was $150 billion. Was that U.S. tax dollars? No, not a dime of it. Was that a betrayal by Obama and Biden? You bet it was. Why? Because Congress passed the sanctions and they're very clear. Iran cannot have a nuke and cannot sell their oil on the international market as long as they sponsor terror and continue developing nukes. So it was a betrayal because Iran has sold oil. And what we've done is run around the world and we freeze the assets. We're very good at it. That's what Bessent was bragging about. What the betrayal was that Obama and Biden unfroze the assets. And of course, Iran used them to fund its proxies and to, you know, fund its nuclear ambitions. That's why Trump for years has correctly trashed the JCPOA and why it's so shocking to see what he's doing now. He's agreed in exchange for Iran signing that deal on Friday, which all they agreed to is to talk. He's agreed to allow them to sell the oil. No sanctions. Again, folks, that's why I keep saying, if you listen to my show, even Obama and Biden didn't dare do this. Now, think about what that means. And I think that probably nobody captured it better today than the New York Post, a very Trump-friendly publication. They're a right-wing publication. In their headline, Trump's Iran deal gives the Islamic Republic big wins up front and America nothing. Yes, that's correct. So Iran, for the first time in years, gets to sell its oil, gets to move its oil sanction-free. That means it'll get full price for it on the market, not pennies on the dollar like it does now from China. And along with that comes a treasury agreement that they won't interfere with the funds in any way, unless, in other words, they won't freeze them. This is all the money that Iran needs to pay for those Chinese trafficked weapons and to turn them right back at us. It's a deal Iran only wishes they had before Trump went to war against them earlier this year. That's the outrage. In return, Trump bragged, Iran has promised they won't have a nuclear weapon. Well, but yeah, they've been saying that for 20 years. It's been part of all of those deals from Bush to Obama to Biden. They violated it every time. Now, Trump's been making it sound all week like he got something new. This is not new. But what is new and worse than the JCPOA is the deal that's being signed on Friday. And all Iran has to do is agree to talk to us for 60 days. That's it. That's all they have to do. There is, again, no enforcement mechanism of any kind. No checking, no inspections, nothing. They can start spinning the centrifuges right away. And we won't be any the wiser. There's a bizarre line in here, too, that scares me a lot. And I need to get more information on it. So far, nobody's really broken it down. Listen to it. Immediately on signing this memorandum of understanding, the United States lifts the naval blockade and prevents any interference or obstruction against the Islamic Republic of Iran. Prevents any interference or obstruction against the Islamic Republic of Iran? That sounds like us going to war on behalf of Iran. There's only one country we would be doing that against, And that would have to be Israel. Maybe Saudi Arabia? Again, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance have been saying, well, you don't know. You don't know what's in there. You don't know. We do. We do know. Again, Israel got a copy of it. Bloomberg got a copy of it. The New York Post got a copy of it. The Wall Street Journal got a copy of it. Everybody has the same copy. But here's the game that Vance and Trump have been playing. And I really don't appreciate the shuck and jive here. Because if Obama and Biden did it, folks, this is why I'm so tough on Trump. If Obama and Biden did it, and if you've been listening to me for a long time, you know I brutalized them for this. Well, Trump's doing the same thing, but worse, I'm not going to be one of these people who's just going to pretend it's not happening and blow smoke up your wazoo. I'm not going to do that to you. One of the things they've done to try to confuse everyone's work brilliantly, I have to say, is talking about this $300 billion fund, which they've acknowledged is in here. Let me read this section, okay? So this is undisputed. The United States undertakes, together with regional partners, to create a comprehensive plan agreed upon by both parties for the rehabilitation and economic development of the Islamic Republic of Iran while ensuring financing of up to $300 billion. So we're on a hook for that, okay? This is not, hey, the Gulf states will contribute, not us. No, we have to ensure the financing. That's what we're agreeing to. And so J.D. Vance and Trump have run around and said, oh, you got misinformation. It's not U.S. money. First of all, I don't care if it's U.S. money. Obama and Biden never gave Iran U.S. money. The damage that could be done with that is massive without it being U.S. money. Right now, it sounds like it's just going to be investment by the Gulf states. I don't have any problem with that. And if you look at the wording of this, it appears that doesn't even kick in until after the 60 days, like after we get a real deal. And my take on that would be, honestly, who cares? I mean, if Gulf states want to invest in Iran, who am I to stop them? I don't care what they do. And that's been the real, you know, sort of red herring here that they've thrown up. Oh, everybody misunderstands. That's not tax dollars. We're not giving that. I don't care about the $300 billion fund. It's not even interesting to me. And I don't view it as much of a threat at this point. We'll see later. I don't know what it ends up being. But no, what's a threat is lifting the blockade and allowing the trade of oil, something Iran didn't have before. The 1.5-page MOU is clear. The U.S. lifts the blockade. Iranian shipping is restored to pre-war volume. In other words, all those ships bringing weapons from our enemies to Iran are allowed to go through. And then U.S. Treasury waivers for Iranian crude oil exports and frozen Iranian assets released and made fully available. In other words, we're going to sell the oil and the Treasury's not going to freeze it. Folks, what does the Trump, think about this. What has the Trump administration been saying to you? Our big leverage is our blockade, right? We've got their economy ground to a halt. They have to negotiate. Well, this removes that. And again, it lets them sell oil unrestricted where they didn't have that before. In other words, it gives away all of our leverage in exchange for them saying they'll never have nuclear weapons, but no verification method, and that they'll talk to us for 60 days. The conservative site Powerline, one of my favorite, writes, what does the U.S. get before these negotiations begin? A declaration that Iran will never produce nuclear weapons. Again, we already have that. The fate of existing, and again, we did in the Obama and the Biden deals. The fate of the existing enriched material to be adequately addressed in a final agreement. That's a promise for a future conversation. In other words, we get the nuclear material, right? No. We get an agreement to talk to us about someday us getting the nuclear material. That's why Powerline in this piece today calls it the terms of our surrender. Nothing in the memorandum, that's the one that'll be signed Friday, touches on Hezbollah, the Houthis, or Iranian-backed militias, proxies, and terror groups in Iraq or anywhere else in the Middle East. In other words, they could take the oil money that they're finally going to have after years of not being able to directly access it, and they're going to be able to pump it into their proxies. Nothing stops that. The MOU also says nothing about Iran's missile programs, drone production, or weapons transfers to terrorists. In other words, they're free to do it. Iran's entire regional influence in architecture is explicitly off the table. Now, go back and listen to what J.D. Vance has been saying all week, and Trump's been saying the same thing.
If they stop funding terrorism, if they stop supporting the rebuilding of the nuclear arms program, they actually can get some real benefits. If they don't do any of that stuff, they don't get anything.
Again, that's not in the agreement. that's already been electronically signed, but will be formally signed on Friday. It's simply not there. He's talking about, again, what they would like to see the final agreement look like. But when you've given away all your leverage, and by the way, in the MOU, we also promise not to fire upon them or do anything to interfere with their internal affairs. And by the way, this just came out. They've continued executing protesters. So, folks, this money right here, this is one of the saddest parts of all, would guarantee that the regime can keep the upper hand and keep those poor people down. And it would mean they have no chance whatsoever of overthrowing this regime, which seals their fate and ours, too. Because, folks, you know what my big fear is? What Iran has learned from this is that it absolutely needs a nuclear weapon. And before, they wanted to make their own. They wanted to control the entire process. Don't forget, there's nothing to keep them from buying one. And now we're giving them the funds to do it. As folks have been informed about this on X, the freakout has been near absolute. The comment sections of, you know, with Trump supporters on pro-Trump accounts has been brutal toward Trump. He's seeing it. You could tell he was beginning to wobble today because he came out and said, well, you know, we might change some of the details of the MOU. Yeah, we might change it. What does he mean there? Well, he can't change it. They already signed it electronically. What I'm hoping is that the thunderous roar of disapproval and, quite frankly, fear is so loud. Because, folks, I mean, Hegseth doesn't support this. Rubio doesn't support this. Trump's CIA director doesn't support this. Trump's former Secretary of State, Pompeo, doesn't support this. And now we have his national security advisor not supporting this. We have to hope that the thunder of disapproval is so loud this thing doesn't get signed on Friday. Because, folks, if Trump is determined that it's in our interest, for whatever strange reason, to capitulate to Iran, I don't agree, but okay, leave the sanctions on. Keep the assets frozen if they manage to sell something. Dear God, don't fund the rearmament of Iran.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.